It's lovely when the text aside helps kind of firm up a point that is being made or continues to prepare us for the unknown, either happening personally or in the larger sense. It can also give us clarity to what our responses might be in the reality of what is happening within our world. Whatever reason or season of life it may turn out to be for us, the overall picture being presented requires us to be intentional in our discernment of where God is or preparing us to journey, which loops into the potential approaches to life's changes that we take. This week, I muddled over different attitudes I've either witnessed or encountered or taken, or I've taken, when faced with a challenge or a change within my normal life cycle. I must admit that when I was younger, was the first feeling that I ever had was this overwhelming anxiety, otherwise known to me as that initial gut reaction as you're getting stirred up to go ready and do something, which over the years has been stretched and changed and developed into whatever situation that I may be facing. For some, the attitude expressed could look very Pollyanna, leading me to ask, how many are you familiar with this term and where it comes from? You guys remember Pollyanna? It was a book first written in 1913 and then, of course, done in film in probably the 60s with Haley Mills, who is most commonly famous for the original Parent Trap movie. And I just loved Haley Mills. So I remember watching that movie, Pollyanna, and the definition that I found when it described this Pollyanna attitude is a person characterized by irrepressible optimism and a tendency to find good in everything. I thought, well, that's not a bad, that's not a bad attitude. But it helps when it's kind of balanced within our faith and what we know to hold and to be true. With this knowledge, then we turn back to the two main pathways that lead to more pathways interwoven within our bigger picture of the gospel today. And these paths appear to be so closely bonded that it's hard to separate them on a map. The first part of our path we are guided to leads us to our faith. At first glance, the path might seem vast and wider than possible to find the good ground to walk on. Therefore, we start with narrowing the vastness down to examine our core part of faith. The bud that was planted at our core by Luther, who taught us that we are saved by grace, not by works, which blows our minds at times when we think of the simplicity of the statement. But when we truly examine this gift, we come away feeling partly unworthy of that grace that is given to us freely. However, with the vastness of God's redemptive grace and love being given free to all creation opens up more possibilities of how we interweave our faith within our reactions. And with this seed that grace that we have, it become and we do, and we are always God's beloved children, where we live and we grow within that idea. It also, we encounter this gift of grace through our sacraments that we partake in throughout our life journey. Those that nourish us, nourish our understanding of our relationship, and strengthens our faith as we walk into the unknowns. Inspiring us in those moments to be Pollyanna, to feel that optimism, to know that we are going to get through this by the grace of God, and to feel loved as God first loved us. That gives us new perspectives to look for the good in all things, even if it's like microscopic to our eyes, even in the smallest nugget that we know that God's love is with us, and that can pull us out of any experience that we may be facing, at least in that deep and dark hollow spot that we may get into. We know by God's grace and love, he pulls us out of that dark to see the light that he brings to us, and that we can continue on the path that we've been given. It can be simple as giving thanks to those who come to our aid, or for those who said encouraging words to us at the right moment, or simply when we sit beside someone in that silence as you listen for that still small voice of God to be whispered to us. The other side of this seed is a caution, saying to us that our cultivated faith is not to be done in blind obedience to those who say it's God's will. It is to be cautious and discerning in those moments of our faith journey that lead us to feel vulnerable or at a loss. It may require us to have moments of discernment or questioning when something is said about Christ that does not reconcile with what we hold as truths. Perhaps it is God's will that we question what we know and what is being said, knowing that walking by faith means to us that it will not be perfect, and we will make mistakes, and heartaches within us will happen. Because walking authentically in our faith, it doesn't give us the secret knowledge we hold on to that only we as Christians possess. It is to share that faith and share our experiences with one another. So the second part of this journey for today points us to the reminder that we should not expect grand rewards for doing what is right. Our roots that have been planted within the Lutheran stream are not part of this prosperity gospel teaching that we may hear at points within our lives. To know that we will not receive grand rewards here on earth when our treasures are to be stored in heaven. Our roots have been planted by faith. We once again examine that. And the richness of this grace that has been given, our beliefs that we hold on to, our trust that we have in God's word, in our confidence that helps us to be bold, and our state of being faithful and growing diligently. Each branch that makes up our mustard seed bush is tended lovingly by the Trinity. When we look to our faith cultivated within our roots, the understanding that it is always related to God and God's actions that were taken in Christ and in the Spirit. It's not so much what humans do or do not do, but what the limitless power of God that does for us. The faith that is open to God's power to be expressed within the world. Part of this is that we shouldn't expect celebrations within that text that we heard, that our bigger reward is by doing what God expects of us as beloved children. And we shouldn't expect the confetti or celebrations with steamers and all the party material that we see at times, but to be modest in our humility and acknowledging that God's guidance leads us with our hands and feet on his face, is to be willing to be led by the Spirit, who is clearing a path forward and having faith that Christ is walking beside us along the way. That each part of the overall map that we see draws, requires us to share our faith with one another, to be encouraging when people fall behind or are lost, not only in words, but also through our actions and interactions with one another. That leads us to times of struggle at points and when we don't know what is going to happen. It may require us to remove our Pollyanna mask and reveal to others the struggle that we are facing in the moment, much like when the character fell out of the bush and hurt her back. It is having that faith that God is walking beside us through the difficulties and the daunting challenges that we may face, leading us to what the good news for us today is begins admitting that without the Trinity's active part in our lives, what we do by faith wouldn't happen. It releases us from the parade to quietly do our duty that points us in the direction of continued growth and discovery of our whole self, free from society's expectations and our own expectations of what it should look like as believers in Christ, into authentically living out our faith. Faith that when compared to the mustard seed, something so microscopic, and it can be accomplished astounding things. Faith that moves us from Pollyanna, or either the polar opposite of being cynic, to meet in the middle, to be interwoven with one another in our knowledge and our understanding of the Trinity. As Luther says, where God is God and we are God's beloved. Only as we discover ourselves as dutiful servants of all, do we also discover ourselves as truly free with a new kind of wholeness to go forth. Amen.